our weekly visit with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, the home of semi-annual, that wouldn't be bi is twice. Is it biannual or semi-annual? Semi-annual means twice a year we have the Talkers Convention, right?
We certainly have it at least once a year. It's not a given that it's twice a year. It could be three times a year or once a year or twice a year. We're not sure. Last few years, it's been twice a year, which I guess would be biannual.
Yes.
But I'm not sure whether biannual means twice a year or every 2 years.
I don't know what that means either. But
I don't think anybody knows. I think this is one of those mysteries, like, you know, when did time begin?
It began a long time ago.
That's very true.
Right? See, I have the truth. I have the truth. Justice in the American way on my side, Michael.
Yeah. Isn't it funny, though, there are things in the English language where people are always not certain what it is? And the biannual thing is always sort of made me crazy. Also, another one is, what is a billion and what is a trillion? You'll get lots of different answers on that one. I think they once changed it. And again, I'm way out of my depth on this. So
a billion is a million. Let's see. A billion is a... is a million, and a trillion is a billion. How's that?
Okay, I'm not even going to get involved in that. I have enough trouble with I have enough trouble with megabytes.
You just have to worry about the zeros at the end. I figured you were playing. Have you ever played the lottery?
I play the lottery occasionally. I'm not a gambler, but I have played the lottery.
Well, I'm just a dream about what you're going to do.
Maybe 10 times in my life.
Really?
Yeah, and I've won a couple of times.
Have you?
But only like $5. I learned a lesson. I once, when my son Matthew was a little boy, we were at a convenience store, and he said, "I want to play that. I want to do that." And I said, "That's gambling. It's not a good idea." He says, "No, I want to do it." So I figured, okay, I'm going to teach him a lesson. I said, "How much money do you have?" He says, "I have a dollar." I said, "Let's buy a dollar one, but you're going to see you're going to lose your dollar."
And he didn't.
And he won $10. you talk about winning. It's like whatever can go wrong will go wrong, including winning the lottery when you want to lose it.
Amazing, isn't that?
Isn't that a funny story?
Yeah, that's a great story. I never heard you tell that story before. That's a great story.
I have two or three stories you've never heard.
No, well, I want to get to them. Maybe not today, but sooner or later, we'll get to them. We've had enough time on the air together over the years. We should have gotten to most of our stories. And the stories that are making it this week, the top 10 topics the folks at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, have surveyed the radio programs, the hosts, the stations that do this. There are 1,000 stations around the country that are doing news talk, issue-oriented radio. And from that group, we have the list. We'll start at number 10 and evaluate. So, Michael, you're here. Michael Harrison's job is to give us the list, and we'll talk about the items.
Here I am with the list. At number 10, we have the anniversary of the Boston Marathon was talked about. And Major League Baseball action is talked about throughout the Major League Baseball season. And at number 9, we have the Department of Homeland Security Inspector General accusations. And we have a VA scandal in Arizona. So there's our weekly dose of scandal and corruption. We have the Supreme Court of the United States affirmative action story at number 8. And something that is, talk about a complicated topic, the FCC and net neutrality comes in at number 7. And, you know, who's going to control the Internet? Do we want it to be free, or do we want it to be protected for the small guy, but that means the government gets in? And, you know, the idea of the Internet is that it's kind of free of government regulation. However, do we want it to be free of giant corporate regulation? So it's a very tricky issue.
I'm going to let you go through the list. And then what I wanted to not let you, but I want to encourage us to. I think one of the things that happens is that we will take them one by one. But I think if we go through the list in its entirety, then we'll take apart bits and pieces of some of the stories and then maybe review. It's the old business about I'm going to tell you what I'm going to tell you, then I'm going to tell you, and then I'm going to tell you what I told you.
Well, we'll talk about the interesting ones.
Yeah, right, exactly.
All right, so shall I finish the list?
Please.
Okay, number six, we have the South Korea ferry disaster. We have President Obama's Asia visit at number five. At number four, we have the deadly Afghanistan hospital attack tied with the Yemen drone strikes. At number three, the 2016 presidential race, and that's tied with Chelsea is pregnant. At number two, Obamacare. At number one, Russian aggression in the Ukraine and U.S. troops in Poland. And there you have the stories among the names being talked about: Charles Edwards, Sharon Hellman, Tom Wheeler, John Boehner, Joe Biden, Jeb Bush, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Paul Ryan, Chelsea Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Vladimir Putin, and Barack Obama. Those are your stars of the week. And that's a snapshot of the week in talk radio.
I call him Pukin Putin.
Pukin Putin.
Yeah. You like that? That's clever, isn't it?
I'm sure he wouldn't appreciate it.
No, listen, who cares? He's a little guy with a big ego and makes a lot of trouble for lots of people. That's really his claim to fame. All right. So we're going to take apart some of these stories, including the story, the primary story from all the, from this whole list this week, as far as I'm concerned, in Major League Baseball, the Yankees prove again, once again, that they suck. And we'll tell you why, in case you haven't heard the story.
You mean because they cheated?
You, of course. You're a kind of, you don't know who to like, whether you like the Yankees or, because you're an original and you're a New Yorker, so.
My problem is the Mets. I'm kind of a Mets guy.
Well, then I can say the Yankees suck, and okay, so then you don't worry about the Yankees as much, the Yankee-Boston rivalry. But we'll get to that, and the other stories in detail, as much as we can give you information-wise. That's why we're here. This is sort of the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belveeta Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belveeta Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belveeta, morn and win.
Inventory isn't about products, kid. It's about money. Product sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. I hate overstock. I hate understock. I hate wasting time. I hate wasting money. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger KeepStock solutions help us manage our facility's inventory so we have exactly what we need when we need it. No more, no less. It's inventory management my way. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus. Everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, tastes like feet. Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-3-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated at staples.com/copy and print for details.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is our weekly overview of the stories that are on the top of the Talkers magazine charts for the week of April 21st to the 25th. So over the weekend, as we look back and prepare for the next week, kind of interesting to see where these fly or where they compare, actually, to last week. Every week there are three or four new ones, three or four old ones. Things move around. Certainly the Russian aggression has been there for a while, as has been Obamacare. I think that's been there longer than anything else. What is happening, though, across the board here, I think probably aren't too many other repeats. The world of sports talk radio growing by leaps and bounds, stations fighting over the rights to various activities, baseball, expensive, football, expensive, hockey, more expensive now than it used to be to get a hold of these because there's more sports stations. Basketball, certainly competition, so now it's doing nothing but pushing the price up. Does that affect the price of advertising? People, is there a lot of enthusiasm for advertisers to get into sports play-by-play and that sort of thing on the radio?
Well, yeah, sports is great because it's targeted. You can get, you know, it's a great way to reach men. It's a great way to reach men of certain age groups. Sports doesn't know age discrimination. You can get young men, old men, and a lot of women are listening to sports too. If you look around the stadiums when you, you go or watch sporting events, you'll see a lot of females. So sports is a very good advertising buy. And of course, how much you pay for it depends on the size of the station and how popular the team is. When a team is in the cellar and is not doing well, it could be a miserable season, not just for the team and their tickets, but for the radio and television stations that carry them. When a team is hot and the people in the city are enthusiastic about it, you have what's called a great sports town, and the teams are in the playoffs or they're in the championship hunt, oh, it could be a tremendously lucrative form of broadcasting.
Yeah, it's interesting also, as you mentioned, the cost of advertising, et cetera, so it's got to be enough to pay for the rights. But because there is so much more heightened interest, I think especially in, I guess football still is something that would be very expensive. When you consider the number of games.
Football is the king. Football is the national pastime. Yeah. It has surpassed baseball in terms of popularity.
I wouldn't go down that road too far, though, with all the controversy about the helmets and that sort of thing. Sooner or later, that bubble's going to burst. And it's, you know, whatever it does, it does. I wish nothing but success on people who are trying to program their stations. You said it was male-oriented. More and more women are listening, however. And that's at the expense sometimes of the traditional news talk stations. That I had a station this past week, been carrying my program for 11 years, and just abruptly changed to sports in a fairly, medium-sized market. And I'm sort of shocked because this is a town that's away from any real sports interest.
You don't know. In some cities, college sports are as big as professional sports in other cities. In some places, believe it or not, high school sports get huge ratings.
Yeah, they do. You're right.
So it depends.
The Red Sox and the conversation about pine tar, the Yankees pitcher using that, that becomes a great source. There's great conversation there. The good guys, the bad guys, and that sort of thing is pretty... I don't mean to say black and white. The picture was black, as it turned out. But it is, it's kind of the good guys and the bad guys.
Well, yeah, but you know, if you really understand baseball, baseball is a sport in which everybody cheats. The whole point of baseball is to cheat and get away with something.
Great. what a lesson in life that is, huh? Your hero with baseball guys, they cheat. Michael Harrison here.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now 23 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you find by going online to talkers.com. Talkers Radio is there, Talkers Television. We've been through all the stories just to sort of generically put them out there for you to think about, and there are a number of them that require or beg, cry for more conversation. The sports talk radio item at number 10 did, and so does number 9, Michael. The outrage that has been so pronounced this week because of the accusations against the Phoenix branch of the VA and what they're doing or not doing and how we get away with this stuff in this way and this at this time, it's really, I mean, it's beyond bad.
It is bad, and it's been going on for years in terms of veterans and how they're treated. I mean, this is just one tip of an iceberg, and everybody knows it, and I don't understand it. I just don't understand it. It's you scratch your head, and you wonder why. I just don't understand it. What do you think?
Well, I think that McCain, you know, is going to be a political football now. McCain is the hero of the soldiers, and he's going to be all over this, not only because he's a senator from Arizona, but because he's high on taking care of the military. But you know what? They've been talking about this for a long time. And what bothers me about this more than anything else singularly is how veterans or men and women in uniform are always used as backdrops for these phony, foolish calls that when they're running for election, hey, these guys are the greatest. Thank you for your service. You did what we asked you to do, and clap for the guy. And then behind the scenes, they're tucking it to the soldiers who have been in service, put the uniform on, did what we asked them to do, and then we screw them. I mean, the thing's gotten so bad that we are letting, nobody is administering, because we have no real, the people that are running the country at the moment have no administrative background, no skills, no knowledge of how to actually run a business. And let's face it, this is a business. So when they get these people doing pretty much what they want to at the Pentagon, somebody complains to the Pentagon about the treatment that they're getting, and they find a way to dishonorably discharge them and cut them off from all of their potential benefits. And that's happened over and over again. This last year, I think I saw a number like 4,000 some odd soldiers were dishonorably discharged because they were complaining about the VA service. So they fix them by finding some wrinkle in their record, using that for grounds to dismiss them, to give them a dishonorable discharge, and then they don't have to give them any benefits.
That's awful. It really is awful.
Yeah. And we put up with that?
Shake your head.
Well, why are we putting up with it? Why?
I don't know.
Why do we put up with any of this stuff?
Why do we put up with corruption?
Yeah.
Why do we do this
yes.
over and over? Why
right.
why does nothing change?
Yeah, that's exactly
I mean,
the...
That's a fundamental question of, uh-huh. of human nature.
Hmm.
And that's why sometimes, you know, following this year after year after year, especially these presidential elections, or any election, they become ridiculous because you realize that they're just exercises in bloviating. Nothing, even the issues that are talked about don't even become the issues that the elected deal with after, you know, when they're elected, everything changes.
Yep.
It's really extremely frustrating, and I don't know where the problem lies. Is it journalism? Is it an uneducated public? Are people not paying attention? Do people not care? Are politicians inherently evil and corrupt? Does the profession, you know, attract a certain type of person? The level of corruption in politics is shocking.
It is. And the corruption in government in general. If we got rid of the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse at the Pentagon alone, never mind all the other departments, the Government Accounting Office said we have, what, a $700 billion budget for defense, larger than all of the other defense budgets in the entire world. And if we were to cut the waste, fraud, corruption, abuse out for $460 billion, you'd get exactly the same services as we're paying $700 billion for. That's how bad the corruption is. And that's what we should be talking about. But no, we're too busy talking about other things like what's going on in the Ukraine. Wow. 28 past the hour.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Fact or Friction. Brought to you by Royal Purple, the performance lubricants that outperform. Fact or friction? All mileage driven is the same. Friction. The quality of miles driven affects vehicles differently than the quantity. Mile for mile, vehicles driven on frequent short trips experience wear much differently and more severely than vehicles commuting for longer periods and distances. Why? Short drives don't allow vehicles to warm to full operating temperature, which is critical for vaporizing condensation that naturally occurs in engines. So, if you drive a few miles each day, your vehicle's more at risk than those who drive longer distances to work. To combat effects of condensation in oil, choose high-quality synthetic Royal Purple motor oil with its advanced Centrolick additive package. When choosing oil for your vehicle, consider Royal Purple. Visit RoyalPurple.com and pick up Royal Purple high-performance motor oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. I'm Bobby Likas, calling all technicians with 20 facts about ethanol. Upon EPA approval, advanced ethanol production from grain sorghum will give the nation another option as it aims to meet the federal goal of producing 36 billion gallons of renewable fuels per year by 2022. I'm Bobby Likas, calling all technicians with 20 facts about ethanol. Brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association. Drive to ethanolrfa.org.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Sam Tucker woke to find crop circles in his cornfield that spelled out the word Geico. Was this a message sent by aliens? Sam went to Geico.com and saved hundreds of dollars with great discounts. He woke the next day to find new crop patterns had formed. They spelled out, "You the man." It seems the aliens were pleased indeed.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GC.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Our way through the big issues of the week, the big stories, the charts, courtesy of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers, is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. We've looked through, we've counted down the top 10, the marathon anniversary in Major League Baseball, Sports Talk Radio at 10, the general accusations against the Arizona Veterans Administration office is 9. Now we are at number 8. We're sort of going through some of these with a little finer tooth comb. Where'd that expression come from? A fine tooth comb. Do you know where that expression, do you ever use that expression?
It basically is for cleaning lice, you know.
Well, I guess that's one important usage. Yes, I got that fair and square. So the Supreme Court, what am I going to do with that? Where am I going with that? The Supreme Court has ruled on a 6-2 vote with Mrs. Sotomayor abstaining not to change a ruling that allows the state of Minnesota, Michigan, it's Michigan, I think, to let people into their educational institutions based on race, job opportunities, other things as well. So people have been saying since this ruling took place, Michael, that this was about affirmative action, and I disagree 100%. It really was only the vehicle, but it isn't the message. The message for me and other people that I've talked to that are real legal scholars, see, the news media wants to twist this around and turn it around and make it a race issue, which it's not. It came about as a result of race. But what this vote affirmed was that people have in our country the right to address their grievances at the ballot box, and that is the final say. That's what happened here, as it could have been anything. In this circumstance, it was an affirmative action case because people are fed up with the pendulum, if you were going too far the other way. And we've had horrible race relations and horrible racist attitudes and bigots in our country that have made the situation horrible for blacks for centuries. But you know what? That sort of has been turned around, and the opportunity has presented itself. now. And so people feel like there needs to be an adjustment. So they went to the, this is like 2006. It wasn't like it happened yesterday. And this thing's been pending since then. And the Supreme Court just said, you know what? These people voted. We affirm their vote. End of story. But hasn't it been played, interestingly, not along that line at all by a lot of talk radio people?
Well, talk radio people, just like the media, as you say, they play to political choirs. And it's so easy to, what they call it, the race card, to politicize anything having to do with race. And it's very hard to defend against it. And it's very hard to have a rational argument about it when race enters it. And there's so many incongruities in terms of accusations about the state of race relations in America. Case could be made that some of the people that have built their reputations to make things better for people actually fuel the flames of discord, and it's very complicated, and again full of hypocrisy. I think hypocrisy is the major description here.
Yeah. Do you understand net neutrality? I've been listening to this discussion. I don't know that I really understand it.
Well, a lot of people don't understand it, and I do the best I can to try to understand it. It's one of those issues where the little guy is stuck between a rock and a hard place. Do you want the government regulating? Do you want the government regulating the internet, or do you want free enterprise to regulate it, whereby the big internet suppliers can favor the big companies by, if they pay, they get better access? In other words, should it be free for everybody? To have equal footing, or should money play a role in who gets the faster lanes? And one involves government regulation, one involves free enterprise. So the little guy is caught between, do you want the government regulating the internet, or do you want to be at the mercy of big business? That's the issue.
And so... resistance.
So it's a rock and a hard place.
It is. Resistance equals persistence there. I think it is not easily understood. It's not going to be easily fixed. But the FCC, most people feel, ought to stay out of it. And that really was the context of the conversation, I think, that took place that you had at number 7 this week. Mm-hmm. What do you say about the South Korean ferry disaster, another captain, another drama, human stories about death, the Malaysian airliners, the same thing. So, I mean, where do you go with that?
Well, the ferry disasters always seem to be, you know, there seems to be a thread between them all. Remember the Staten Island ferry disaster that took place in New York several years ago?
Yes.
They usually involve incompetence. They usually involve lack of preparation, overloading boats, not preparing properly, not handling the emergency right, a captain who fell asleep. There's so many similarities to these stories that it's almost as if they're replays of the one before.
Yeah, and that's why it has the human element of conversation in it, and tragedy and emotion, that sort of thing. That's why it works as far as if you have a good host that can really draw great word pictures, then it means that much more.
Well, also the angles that can be discussed. Otherwise, it's just a news story. I mean, you're talking about the very heart of what makes talk radio different from an all-news station, where they'll report there was a tragedy in Korea. In South Korea and the ferry and blah, 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 and so many lives are lost. Then, you know, if you want to look at it on a closer level with opinion, as I said, you get into the subjective analysis of it. Was it incompetence? Is this something that we have a problem with? Do people take drugs? Are people texting when they're driving trains?
Mm-hmm.
These are all, if you look at even the most black and white basic news stories, they have elements that could lend themselves to interesting conversation that leads to judgment and opinion.
All right. Now, let's take that another step. The next item, number 4 this week on the countdown, tied between the attacks at the Afghanistani hospital and those drone strikes being used in Yemen. The reason I bring this back around to something that Americans are really focused on, the future of the usage of drones. Not only do most people have kind of a problem with a number of them and how they're being used, the controversy that's created by us using a drone, an unmanned ship, to bomb areas, and there always seem to be civilians that are getting killed, and thus more animosity directed toward America and more opportunities for terrorists to stir up the pot and get people all worried, you know, America, let's go get them, yada, yada. But I think there's a deeper, and I've heard this on a couple of programs this week and the last couple of months since the drone thing surfaced, because I think, was it Amazon that said they were going to try to deliver packages to you using drones in the next 3 or 4 years? And
can you imagine that?
Attention that got. But yeah, there was the show Sherlock Holmes or whatever. I guess it's called Sherlock Holmes on CBS on Thursday night. I haven't been watching it last night as I was falling asleep. And there were little drones that were coming in through the heating ducts and buildings and poisoning people. And then using these little things, the small little things, the size of a big mosquito, monitoring. Well, maybe that's part of Hollywood. But is there anything that drones will not be capable of doing or that we won't be using them for in the next few years? I think that's what much of this discussion about drone usage is all about.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Drones put the average citizen at risk against the government. You know, it's not so much of is it right for us to be using drones against foreign countries. How about having a government that could come after you with a drone? Drones have the potential to change the sociology of war. They have the ability to change the nature of military conflict and might on the same level that the gun did. When the gun was invented, it changed everything. Before that, there were spears and arrows. Yep. You know, archers were considered to be the weapons of mass destruction. So the drone has serious implications about the nature of warfare and, more importantly, the nature of individual freedom. Another step toward it being almost impossible to be free in the modern world.
Yep. We have lost our privacy, and that is not just a fact in America, pretty much everywhere. So what do you do about it, and is it going to get worse before it gets better? Sure sounds like it. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine, InsideTalkers.com, continues as we wrap up our conversation with the top three stories next year.
GEICO presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote GEICO's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my GEICO app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this GEICO spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the GEICO app.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you. You don't even need to be a musician. Just look in attics and basements because they're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the trade-in, trade-up event at your local Guitar Center, now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? They'll pay on the spot for qualified used gear and give you a great deal on your new gear. Find details at your local store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Buying a car can be a stressful experience. Well, TrueCar.com is changing car buying forever. TrueCar.com helps car buyers get rid of the fear that you might overpay. Last month, nearly 45,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network, and TrueCar users save an average of $3,046 off MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these three easy steps. First, go to TrueCar.com and find out what other people paid for the car you're looking for. Second, register at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. And the third step is simple. Just print out your TrueCar savings certificate and take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. Every day, TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com. Visit today.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams!
That was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's very flavorful, drinkable.
beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house?
This house.
This house?
Fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hands and wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
A few more minutes here with Doug Steffen and Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com about the top stories of the week as per the charts that Talkers puts out. The week of April 21st to 26th, we're wrapping that up as we get ready for a new week and more discussion, more issues, more fun sometimes. And that's what's happening at the behest of those who don't like Mrs. Clinton, the fact that Chelsea is pregnant, number three story this week at Talkers, the essence of her pregnancy, and hello, how that plays into the president. These guys, I tell you, some of them got really good imaginations, Michael.
Yeah, I know. I've heard some say that she got pregnant on purpose to help her mother with her political ambitions.
Yeah, perfect. Wow, well, how can you prove that's not the case, somebody would say. Anyway, by the way,
exactly.
I just used my voice, my sort of quasi-Limbaugh voice. How's he doing? He had another implant because the other one, the cochlear implant that he had when he lost his hearing, what, 10 years ago or more? How long has he had that thing in?
I don't know how long it's been, but it's been quite a while.
So he got another one because the one he had wasn't working. So apparently it isn't healing as quickly as possible. He's been out for a while. What do you hear about him and that?
I think, first of all, you know, the Limbaugh's really overcome a heck of a obstacle.
Oh, yeah.
Having a hearing loss on the level that he did and to be able to do radio is like, you know...
He's basically
Beethoven writing a symphony when he was deaf.
He is basically deaf. Limbaugh has no hearing on his own at all. No ability to hear without this cochlear.
I've met Limbaugh a number of times, and when we talk, you know, he's looking at your lips, and you have to talk right in his face.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. You know, it did change his voice. If you remember before he had the hearing problem, he had a very distinctive voice.
Yeah.
He still does. But it's telling his voice that he can't hear.
Yeah. Right. Yes. He's grasping in a sense. Yeah.
And, politics aside, from a broadcasting industry perspective, I have great admiration for him. His love of radio is so strong and doing it that he overcame it and still is at the top of the business with a hearing loss that's profound.
Well,
amazing.
I mean, even the guy's made a lot of money over the years. He certainly has made, by the time his career is over, he'll have made $1 billion. And when you think about the contract he's in now, which is a $400 million deal, it goes, I think, till 2017, you know, whether they want to pay him any more after that or he wants to do it so he doesn't have to work anymore for money, but he's got to maybe keep himself tuned in just because that's how he survives. But you think about that. And, you know, the ramifications of all of the different aspects of this is pretty amazing and somewhat compelling, those stories, more so than maybe some of the other things that we have in front of us. So I don't want to spend any time on Obamacare. We got a minute, actually a little less than that, on the Russians and going into the Ukraine and the fact that we sent 150 soldiers to Poland. What does all that boil down to?
It boils down to the perpetual state of war that Washington seems to keep us in.
Yeah, and that, well, it's not just Washington. Look at Netanyahu cutting off all of the conversation with the Palestinians because he doesn't like the fact that Palestine, the premier, has made a deal with Hamas to share government or whatever it is. So, yeah, it's all of that stuff, and it just keeps rolling around and rolling around. And the fear-based conversations that we have, or you talk about, it is, man. It's amazing. But that's what drives conversation, and that's what we're here to report on. Michael Arison from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com with our weekly overview of the top stories. Here, I'm Doug Steffen.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
The next 30 seconds could save your life or that of someone you love. The Peacekeeper Mini by Tigerlight is the latest in high-tech self-defense. Combining the number one rated Tigerlight with the amazing new Bluetooth GPS crowd alert technology, there is nothing like it. Endorsed by top police, military, and self-defense experts. Pre-order now at one-third the retail price at Indiegogo.com. Search Peacekeeper Mini.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
After the hour, I'm Doug Steffen reviewing items of interest from the world of talk radio. Talkers Magazine puts together the list, the stories every week. Now joining us is Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who has a law degree. He practices law. He helps a lot of people in terms of scams. Look out for Heartbleed or whatever else the scam of the week is. So he's here to go through at least three of the issues that are on the top list this week. They would include the outrageous situation with the VA and turning away people and lying about it, those who need service from the VA. The story from the Supreme Court this week and net neutrality. We'll get to those in just a moment here. Stand by.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
I've had the
hardest time finding someone who loves me for me, not my money.
I just want to find the perfect match.
Finding the right car insurance company can be daunting, especially if you've been burned in the past. Visit Geico.com to find the policy destined for you. One devoted to saving you money, making your life easier, treating you like a princess or a vegan warlock, whatever you're into. Your perfect car insurance company is out there. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
A man with lots of wisdom, Michael. Oh, Michael, I'll be okay. Michael was here. Now it's Stephen's turn. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here with a review of some of the hot hits from the stories catalog in the talk countdown, the overview, the top 10, the inspector general going after the state of Arizona. Really not the state, even though it happened in Phoenix. How would these things be localized as much to the point where there's no supervision? It seemed to me that would be the legal, the violation of people's rights, and being able to find the egregious nature of this in such consistency in one office makes them very vulnerable. In this circumstance, supposedly you can't sue the government, but is there some way that the families of the people who have died under this horrible treatment? I mean, this is more than I can't say the words on the radio that come into my mind when it comes to this kind of stuff.
You know, this is where you wish that when people were having these kinds of problems, they would have gone to their elected officials,
right,
made a real issue of it. You know, we used to have something, a theory called, not just a theory, but a legal action called a writ of mandamus, which is an order from a court for a governmental entity to do what they're supposed to do. And this technically is still on the books. People could have done it then to try and get something done. In retrospect, like you say, civil or criminal liability, probably there isn't any. One would think there should be, you know, just as in some instances what we used to call sovereign immunity, not being able to sue the government, has been gradually reduced. This does seem like a case for expanding it, because it is just outrageous.
All right. Supreme Court this week ruled not on affirmative action, but on a voter's right to change an issue, no matter what it is. This has been so horribly covered, and reporting on talk radio programs and the conversation in the news has been just completely 100% wrong. They didn't get the story, maybe for obvious reasons.
Well, you and Stephen Breyer, you're the ones that kind of picked this up. This was a 6-2 vote. One justice voted to remove herself from the vote due to a conflict. But Stephen Breyer, who is one of the more liberal justices on the United States Supreme Court and a proponent of affirmative action, said exactly what you said. And it was not really picked up in the in the media. The case was not about the constitutionality of affirmative action. It was totally about whether the state of Michigan is permitted to vote on having that kind of a program there or not. And the vote was yes, the state of Michigan does permit this kind of a vote. There are other states that have a similar thing, but it's certainly not a vote on up or down on affirmative action.
Stephen J.J.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.